The reason you have a product baseline in the first place is to have a fixed reference point to measure and compare your product progress against. If you keep moving the product baseline, you will never get an accurate sense of how your product is performing. A product baseline usually has three components: schedule, cost, and scope. These are monitored, controlled, and reported on separately to ensure it stays on track. Together, these three baselines can show you how a schedule delay will impact product cost. To set a product baseline, start with the scope of your product. Create a scope statement, which is a list of product objectives and deliverables. Break down all the work required to achieve your deliverables into individual tasks and subtasks that each has the daily descriptions. Next, map out your product schedule with due to dates and a final deadline, and estimate how long each task will take. Allocate your resources based on each task and its length. A Gantt chart is the best tool here because it can be adjusted based on delays or results problems. Now, plan the total cost of your product. Take into account all relevant factors such as hourly rates and available resources. Align your budget baseline with your scheduled baseline to make sure you don't have any conflicts. Finally, you'll want to share your product baseline with your stakeholders and get their buy-in. Keeping track of all of these elements isn't easy, which is why having the right product management software is critical.